All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, January 21st, 2019. What's going on? How are ya? How's it going, everybody? How was your weekend of playoff football? I'll tell you right now, if you didn't have a fucking dog in that fight, you just sat back and enjoyed both those fucking crazy games. Sort of, I guess. Yeah, I don't even know where to begin. All I can just say is overall, both of those games is exactly what the NFL wants, which is heart attack fucking football games. And I know there was a lot of shit given to the refs, but I think so much of it is them just applying 20 years of rule changes that all essentially benefit the offense. It drives me fucking nuts. I know I always sound like an old man, but I hate it. I can't stand it. I know my team won, but those fucking games sucked yesterday. Okay, I don't even know where to begin. If that's what the fuck you want to watch, just two teams just going up and down the field. Can you believe it? It's 56-52. Oh my God, now they scored 59-56. If you want to fucking watch that for a goddamn 3 hours, you know what I mean? You're like some fucking fat kid who wants to go right to dessert. You know, no one wants to eat their vegetables. No one wants to see any fucking defense. I don't even know where to begin. I actually somehow sat through the Patriots game, just sitting there. You know, I got my daughter now, so it's like I'm not going to be this guy flipping out and everything like that. And I was able to remain calm until 39 seconds left in the game. And after that, I just lost my shit where I was just like, this is so fucking... I was already watching, like, the Chiefs. No, you know what? The first time I lost my shit was when there was 9:54 to go in the game. We had fourth and a yard or a half of a yard. And we had essentially, for the NFL, a chip shot field goal, which would have put us up by 6. Okay? And I'm thinking... And we go for it and we don't get it. And what fucking kills me was no one gave Belichick any shit, because that's just the way the game's played now. It's like you'd be up by 6. Even if the Chiefs go down the field and score a touchdown, they're only going to be up by 1. And now you can go down the field, kick a field goal, go up by 2, or score a touchdown and put it away. For the fucking life of me, I don't understand the way the game is played now. And I guess... Because I'm sitting there going, I'm just a stand-up fucking comedian. He's Bill Belichick. Obviously, he knows what you're supposed to do here. I think there's just so many rules that are in favor of the offense that you just know the other team's essentially going to score. We can't that taking a 3 points is like I don't know. It's like not kicking an extra point. Who gives a fuck? I have no idea. I don't fucking get it. Having said that, I know there's a bunch of people upset about the officiating, and you know, I mean, I'm with you on it. I don't think all of them were bad calls. I just think there's just a bunch of bad rules that totally tipped it in the favor of the offense. If you just look in the last year, Tom Brady threw 500 yards in a Super Bowl and lost. Patrick Mahomes is a rookie quarterback and he threw 50 fucking touchdowns. I'm not saying the guy isn't great. He's fucking unbelievable. I love him. Okay? But 50 touchdowns by a rookie. There's something wrong with your league. Last week we tackled Philip Rivers while he had the ball and we got called for roughing the passer. This week I watched the Chiefs. The guy's hand, I think it caused air that disrupted Tom Brady's eyelash. Not even eyelashes, his eyelash. And they got called for roughing the fucking passer. Then Patrick Mahomes actually got hit, which was also a fucking love tap. A love tap, and he's wearing a helmet. And I saw him look at the ref. And while I was watching the game, I was like, all right, Rook, you're going to get that call in 2 to 3 years. You don't have the seniority yet to get that call. But Tom Brady gets that call. But vets always get the calls. All right? But that fucking shit where an offensive lineman is pushing you down and your only thing is you can dive at the quarterback's legs and you actually sack him and then they call you for roughing the passer. I mean, I don't know what to fucking do with that. I don't know. But, you know, if Chiefs fans are going to whine about the officiating, you know, well, whine about that non-call on your fucking pick play, too. I mean, let's be fair about it. I also, as a Patriots fan, I was surprised that they reversed the call on Edelman touching it. Because on the replay, it looks like he doesn't touch it. But you can't say that it didn't touch his forearm hair. I guess they went with the ball didn't change any sort of direction, wobble, stop, or anything like that. I was surprised they switched that. But all you fucking whining Patriot haters out there who say the referees love us, you're really forgetting Deflategate. Roger Goodell fucking hates us. The league does not like us, okay? They allowed the owner of another team to conduct his own private investigation. This wasn't the league. It was the owner who paid a guy to dig up dirt, and the dirt he also found with the Colts. They completely ignored all of that, suspended our quarterback, the Golden Boy. Ooh, don't touch him. Suspended him initially more than they suspended a guy on the Ravens who fucking knocked his wife out on video in a fucking elevator. So I don't know what world you're living in. I think you're just sick of fucking losing to us. And I will go with that the officiating was terrible. I'll go with that the fucking rules are terrible. But I stop short of that the refs love the Patriots. Yeah, Roger Goodell fucking hates us. And he did everything he could fucking do to suspend our quarterback, which he ended up doing. He actually lost it in a court of law. And then, like the little fucking cunt that he is, he went back and completely switched his argument. Not that the Patriots are cheating, was that they were a corporation. Tom Brady's an employee. Doesn't a corporation have the right to suspend an employee? And the court was like, yeah, fine, he's our employee, he's suspended. All right? So if that's loving us, I don't know what to tell you. Having said that, my heart goes out to fucking Chiefs fans. I was actually, you know, at one point being like, all right, if the Chiefs win this, then I can just fucking relax during a fucking Super Bowl. I can watch old NFL, classic old NFL team, the Rams, versus a classic old AFL team in the Chiefs. And I could just fucking enjoy a goddamn Super Bowl for once without having to fucking sit there, you know, having a fucking heart attack while the whole world's watching, wanting your fucking team to lose, and then have to listen to comments for a year like Nick Foles kicked Tom Brady's ass when he threw for almost half as many fucking yards. It's like, no, he beat the Patriots defense. The only guy who can say he beat Tom Brady was fucking Eli Manning, because Eli Manning is the only guy in a game I think Tom Brady could questionably say he fucked up when he threw to Welker. He threw to the back shoulder. Welker probably should have caught it. Who the fuck knows? I'll give you that one. But other than that, every fucking Super Bowl, Tom has drove the team down the fucking field for the winning touchdown. It's our defense that fucks it up. Like yesterday, 39 fucking seconds left. And with these fucking rule changes, we're up by 3 points. You kick it away. You tackle them on the 20. They ain't driving all the way. Fuck that. Dude, two fucking offensive plays and they're on our 20-yard line. If there was 49 seconds left, they would have had a chance to throw it into the fucking end zone. Like, that was when I was up off the couch when it went into overtime. At that point, I didn't even give a fuck who won the game. I was just like, fuck this. This isn't even fucking football anymore. It's a fucking joke. It's just Madden, Instagram. Every fucking game now is they've changed the rules to the point where it's going to turn into the Miami Dolphins San Diego Chargers, which was a game of the decade, happens like every 3 weeks now. Now, I know I sound like a fucking curmudgeon here, but like, I don't know. I miss great defenses with nicknames and shit. I guess the last one maybe was Seattle with Legion of Boom, but I don't even think that took off. I think that was just in Seattle, where everybody used to say Doomsday, Purple People Eaters, Steel Curtain, the Sack Exchange, all of that shit. I don't know. Let me ask you this, guys. Who's the fucking Ronnie Lott in the league right now? Who's the Jack Lambert? Where's the fucking Ray Lewis? They don't fucking exist. They're not allowed to play the fucking game. If you can tackle a quarterback with the fucking ball and that's roughing the passer, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. And furthermore, people who keep saying that Tom Brady's the greatest of all time, it's still Joe Montana to me. Joe Montana went 4 in 1 decade with 2 different coaches. His Bill Belichick quit, and you're allowed to beat the fuck out of the quarterback. So if Joe Montana plays today, Bill Walsh sticks around like Bill Belichick does, and he doesn't take that hit against the Giants, and he plays into his 40s, I think he can get 5. All right? I know in this first 10 minutes you wouldn't know that my team won, but like, you know, I don't know. I just don't listen to me. I'm just an old fucking man who's watched the game change, and I'm acting like, who was that guy that played for the Eagles? He was the last guy to start both ways, and there was an NFL film clip of him because he used to always shit on the new games, the new players, because they didn't start both ways. And he'd be like, oh, I wouldn't watch a football game today if you paid me. Anyways, so that's my take. I don't think the referees love the Patriots. I just think that it's just all about the offenses. Now, having said that, talking about the Saints and the fucking Rams, the Saints absolutely got royally fucked over times two by the referees, because it wasn't like that play was away from the ball. It was where the ball was going, and there was two major, major fucking penalties on that play that have literally changed the game to the point you have a rookie quarterback throwing for 50 fucking touchdowns. That was pass interference and helmet-to-helmet contact. The whole fucking stadium was looking where the ball went. You know? That Kansas City pick play that no Kansas City fan is going to fucking bring up when they whine about the officiating, I can see them missing that play. You know, you're watching the fucking ball. There's, you know, 4 or 5 players all fucking moving at the same time. But that was, I don't know. I don't get that. And people who argue that the Saints could have put the Rams away, you're acting as though the Rams aren't the Rams, who it's looking like they have the next Bill Belichick on their hands as a head coach who's only like fucking 33, 34 years old. It's going to take 60 minutes to put them away. I usually like that argument that, you know, you got to put a team away when you have a chance to put a team away. I wouldn't use that with the Saints, because the Rams are too good a fucking team to be like, well, we handled them in a half. Let's just fucking play our game and chew up the clock and, you know, and we can just win this one going away. I would have used that argument against the Patriots where we should have kicked that fucking field goal. I just don't understand. I don't understand going for it. We're up by 3 fucking points and you're going for it like there's no time left on the fucking clock and you're down by 4. But that's, you know, I guess that's how the fucking game's played. So here we go. Another Super Bowl. The Chiefs are the team of the future though in the AFC. Even if, believe it or not, this is a rebuilding year for the Patriots, having lost all the talent to free agent that we have. So the fact that they made it to another fucking Super Bowl is ridiculous. But like I said, I don't know. I'm sure this is coming off like what the fuck, but like, I don't sit there and talk shit and rub other fucking people, you know, like I played their noses in it. All I can say is like, NFL football has changed the way stand-up comedy has changed in the last couple of years to the point like you don't even fucking recognize it. You know, I'm sitting here watching other comedians going on radio shows and social media attacking other fucking comedians and literally saying what they should or shouldn't be saying on stage. Is like, what the fuck am I watching? And I watch NFL football, you know, you can't hit a quarterback below the knees. You can't hit him in the head. He can have the ball, and you, if you tackle him too hard or in one of those areas, it's roughing the fucking passer. If you simply push him down onto the ground, it's roughing the fucking passer. Dude, how many fucking times, by the way, will a quarterback throw a shit fucking ball and the defensive back goes up to intercept it? And at that point, the defensive back has position and the wide receiver is behind him on his back, hands all fucking over him, and breaks up the fucking pass. Not only is it not interference, the guys in the booth go, oh, that was a heads up play. That's why you have everybody's throwing for 5,000 yards and 50 fucking touchdowns is all I'm fucking saying. Which is why you can't go back and look at Joe Montana and say that he is somehow inferior to Tom Brady. I just don't buy it. All right. So here we go again. Now I'm going to age another 10,000 fucking years. And fuck all you guys. Like, oh, you fucking spoiled Patriots fan. Go fuck yourself. Okay. Walk a mile in my fucking shoes. I've been in your shoes where you never fucking get there. That sucks. Losing an AFC championship game sucks. I'll tell you what's worse. Losing a fucking Super Bowl when the whole world's watching. So the next time you go to Belgium, some asshole shows up with the fucking, you know, Giants or an Eagles shirt, and you get worldwide shit for that loss. So, anyways, I'm just an old curmudgeon who would like to see more of a balanced game. But I also think because of that CTE shit, they kind of have to protect everybody. So I do love seeing defensive players hitting with their shoulders and not hitting guys in the head. I do like that aspect of the fucking game. You know, I don't know. Other than that, I don't even know what the fuck I watched yesterday. And I have been consistent with that the whole fucking year. All right. I hated that Chiefs Rams game. And as much as you guys are going to just sit there saying I'm some whining Patriots fan, there was literally NFL players tweeting what the fuck I was saying. Teddy Bruschi, Richard Sherman, they all said the same thing I did. And you fucking cunts, don't bring that up, do you? Do ya? All right. You know what it is? It's also because now I have a kid and I can't get out all this fucking energy. Like, I just sit there stoically and then it just fucking builds up. So I'm sorry I'm regurgitating all of this shit. Having said that, congratulations to the Rams. You know, you're not making the calls out there. My condolences to the Saints fans. That was my pick. I did not like the Patriots' chances against the Saints. I don't really like them against the Rams either, to be honest with you. I definitely think the NFC is stronger. And my condolences to Chief fans. All I can say is that you're definitely the team of the future in the AFC. Unless, I don't know, Brady keeps fucking drinking his vampire blood and plays until he's 45. But even then, Mahomes is so fucking young. I don't know. Anyways, this weekend, celebrated my daughter's second birthday. I made a fucking birthday cake like a champ. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'm fucking spent from both of those games yesterday. I had those games and my daughter's birthday. So the whole first part of the day was stressing out that no one was going to like my birthday cake, running around, making sure, you know, the bubble lady was showing up who crushed it, by the way. We had a guy come by, did the music portion. Everybody loved that. And we built it perfectly. And then there was the bubble lady. And then we did the birthday cake. It was perfect. Opener, middler, headliner. You know, the whole thing worked out. And the kids freaked out. The bubble lady was like next level. Like, kids love fucking bubbles. So all you have is that little fucking wand, you know, that you blow the bubbles through. And then this lady came down with like fucking four kiddie pools with these bubbles the size of like special effects of a summertime blockbuster. And these kids were like, is this really happening? Like, they didn't care about it. They didn't even care about cake after that. She shut down the birthday cake with the bubble display that she put on, you know. Other parents were there going, where did you find this person? They were getting her information. She was crushing it. You know, it was like watching a comedian do a private gig, and there was like three other companies there. And he gets like three, four more fucking gigs out of it. I don't know. Now I feel like I went too fucking hard on the officiating and the fucking game that's going on. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just worn out watching the fucking games, but... anyways, plowing ahead here. So we knocked all of that out, and then I watched, then my daughter takes her nap, and I watched the first game, and then she woke up. We did more birthday stuff. Then I watched the Patriots game on tape delay, and now it's the next morning. I'm like just fucking worn out here. I can't fucking believe they're in another Super Bowl. I can't fucking believe it. Unfucking real. Does Brady, if they win this, do you think Brady retires? The guy should retire, right? Then he goes, what does he have? He'd have six. He would be tied with the Steelers, who for some reason are considered the New York Yankees of NFL football. You know, I've never really gotten anybody to fucking explain to me why they don't count NFL titles. Because the Packers are the team. And then I think it's like the Giants. Because the Giants have won four Super Bowls. And I don't know how many NFL titles they've won. Let me check this shit out. I love this nerd shit here. All right. New York Giants. Your New York Giants. All right. What do they got here? All right. Eastern Division. Don't even tell me that. Okay. NFL championships pre-1970. They have four. So the way I see it, I should make a list of these things. The fucking New York Giants have eight titles. Four NFL titles and four Super Bowls. So they should be ahead of the Patriots. Because we have five Super Bowls. That's it. I wouldn't count AFL titles the same way you don't count ABA championships. The ABA merged with the NBA, and the Celtics still got to keep all their championships, and the Minneapolis Lakers got to keep those. The fucking Lakers even kept a BAA championship that they somehow count as an NBA championship. I'll never not bring that up. All right? You know, Stanley Cups go all the way back to the early fucking 1900s. And World Series, they give the fucking Philadelphia Phillies. Let me look them up. They get credit. They won one in fucking 1880. You know, they won one in like 18 fucking 80 where like, if you brought it up like, hey, how come in 1880, if you brought up like, hey, how come there's no black people on your team? First of all, they'd say, what's a black person? And then say, you mean N-words? You mean former slaves? Like, that's how long ago it was. Where are we? How many do they want? Let's see the major title. World Series. Oh, wait, 1980. They haven't won one back then. Wait a second. Now I said, okay, I put it on the Phillies. Who the fuck was it? First World Series. Baseball. Oh, I always thought when they won it in 1980, they hadn't won it in 100 fucking years. Oh, the 1903 World Series was the first modern World Series. Is that the first one that they count? Oh, wait a second. 1884 World Series. All right, in baseball, the 1884 World Series was a postseason championship between the Providence Grays of the National League and the New York Metropolitans of the American Association at the Polo Grounds in New York City, which is now in, it's in Harlem. There's a little plaque up there. I looked at it one time by myself because I'm weird. While the 1884 postseason championship series was the first such to be referred to as the World Series, Major League Baseball considers 1903 World Series the first. I've been saying that for years, shitting on the Phillies, and no one's ever corrected me. At least I didn't see it. All right, so 1903. Let's see, the 1903 World Series. All right, 1903 World Series was the Boston Americans versus the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Boston Americans won 5-3. Whatever, fuck, 5-3. So it was best 5 out of 9. Whatever happened to the Boston Americans? See, this is the shit here. This is why being a sports fan is great. And then also, this is what I'm going to lose my Boston Americans Wikipedia. The Boston Americans. The Boston Red Sox are an American professional baseball team based in Boston, Massachusetts. Wait a minute. The Red Sox compete in Major League Baseball. Wait, that's not our first World Series title, is it? It is. That's us. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We were called the Boston Americans. World Series, blah, 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 blah. I had no idea. I didn't know that. 1903. Now, who the fuck played in that game? If the Boston Red Sox can count a 1903, I mean, we didn't, like, there was no option to fly to a game. No one had ever flown before. 1903. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause for all our heroes from the Spanish-American War? Let me try something. See, that was still fucking 20 years away. They didn't even have motion pictures. Jesus Christ, their fucking mascot was probably a fucking dodo bird. It was probably still alive back then. Name the only fucking Major League Baseball team with an endangered species that was at the fucking ballpark when it won its first World Series. All right, now if they can count that shit, why do I care? Why do I care this much? All right. Stanley Cup. Champion. List of Stanley Cup champions. How far back do they go? 1893. The Montreal Hockey Club. Now, you can't tell me that they played in an arena. That'd be like on the fucking pond. 1893. AHAC champions. Comma, no challengers. Montreal Hockey Club, the Montreal Victorias, the Montreal. Let's look for the first, like, Montreal Canadiens or a team that I recognize. The Winnipeg Victorias. Oh, they moved out to Winnipeg. Then what? Then they moved to Phoenix after that. Montreal Hockey Club, Montreal Hockey Club. This is 1903. Ottawa. Ottawa Senators, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fucking years in a row? In 1903, the Ottawa Hockey Club beat the Rat Porridge Thistles. All right. I think I have to get a Rat Porridge fucking hockey jersey. The Kenora Thistles. They were originally known as the Rat Porridge Thistles. All right, I got to look this up. You can't tell me Mitchell and Ness has not put out a fucking rat porridge thistle yet. Jersey. Rat porridge thistle, Jersey. Images. Oh, we have a jersey. I don't know that you can buy it, and there's no rat on it. It's got the thistle on it. Ah, you fucking cunts. Somebody's wife came up with that fucking name. Knorr Thistle's third string goalie, 1907. Thistle Tommy Phillips jersey. Well, would you look at that? Jesus Christ. Look at the team photo of the fucking rat porridge thistle, all right? Now, I'm going to say the guy in the front row on the left was the one who came up with that logo. If not, the other guy on the left in the second row. And those two guys may have been dating each other. That's what I'm getting out of that photo. Not to say that there's anything wrong with it, okay? Progressive lifestyles have existed for a long time. They just haven't been recognized. Anyways, plowing ahead here. I'll tell you what, I'll make a promise to you. This is the last time. Well, I don't know if I can do that. I'll say it's the last time that I'm going to complain about fucking all of these fucking sports. Jesus Christ. Can you guys at least give me that? I'm making at least a little bit of a decent point. You know, how many times are you going to watch a guy drive the lane in the NBA now and the defender literally get out of the way because he doesn't want to end up on fucking Instagram? I mean, that just didn't happen back in the fucking day. All right, let me read some advertising here. All right. Oh, look who's here. Old Zip. Recruiter. You know what's not smart? Pick one of the following. Feel free to make it your own. Job boards that send you candidates that aren't qualified for the role you posted. But you know what is smart? That's the only one they gave me. Going to ZipRecruiter.com/bird to hire the right person. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. For some reason, they capitalize four. Finds qualified candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job so you get quality candidates fast. Yeah, it's like Tinder for employees. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try Zip for free at this exclusive website address, ZipRecruiter.com/burr. If you love this show, show your support to it and ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/burr. That's ZipRecruiter.com/burr. Hey, Zip! The smartest way to hire. All right, Simply Safe. All right, Simply Safe. So here's a timely stat for you. Almost half of us make a New Year's resolution every single year. We've all made them, and most of us have probably broken them. I kind of have, but my whole I'm not arguing with my wife has been working great. Oh, man, I got to have her on the fucking podcast and talk. Maybe this Thursday we're going to talk about me buying I was looking for a birthday candle for my daughter's cake. All right. I'm going to tease the story. And I went there, you know, I just wanted the number two. I'm making a chocolate cake. I'm thinking something silver, you know, something like, you know, looking like that. Right. And I show up and all the numbers were all like this tie-dye rainbow color. And I had a paranoid meltdown and refused to buy one. And I bought the silver candles anyways. And I'll have Nia come on and grill me as to why I did that. I was just trying to have an agenda-free birthday cake for a two-year-old. That's all I wanted. All right. Happens to the best of us. Where am I? Happens to the best of us. But one resolution worth sticking to this year. Keeping your home and family safe. That's why I recommend Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe is 24/7 home security with no contracts or catches. They believe the safest place on earth should be your own home. So you feel protected every time you shut your door and leave for work or shut your eyes at night. More than 3 million people already feel this way every day thanks to Simply Safe, and they're not the only ones. The folks at PC Mag named Simply Safe both Editor's Choice and Reader's Choice for 2018. 2019 feels like a good year to ask yourself, is my home as safe as it could be? And if you're thinking, well, maybe this is the year to change that, get Simply Safe. Go to simplysafebird.com to get started. That's simplysafebird.com to protect your home and family today. Simplysafebird.com. And it's spelled S-I-M-P-L-I, safe.com. All right, plowing ahead. Oh, Billy Boozeface. Oh, Billy Boozeface also has not been drinking. Maybe that's why I'm being such a fucking cunt about the new NFL. You know, ruining it for younger people. This isn't football. I thought what I was watching was football, you old bald cunt. I'm going to get a lot of shit. I don't give a fuck, though. Some fucking asshole sent me something. Are you not entertained? It's like, no, I'm not. I like all aspects of football, not just scoring. Fat girlfriend. I actually think that they're doing it for fantasy football numbers. I think that that's another reason why they're doing it. CTE mixed with fantasy fucking football and all of that shit. You know, so people can keep up with this stupid goddamn, like, I hate that guy, but he's on my fantasy team. All right. You know what? I'm right. I'm not backing down from what the fuck I said. What the fuck you're watching now is not goddamn football. It's the goddamn fucking Ice Capades. All right. There. I said it. And all you douchebags who play fantasy fucking football, you can all go fuck yourselves too. There. I took a stand. I'm tired of trying to be fucking like diplomatic on this, but I understand the game's changed. I understand there's concussions. Go fuck yourself. A rookie should not be throwing for 50 fucking touchdowns playing NFL football. All right. If you don't believe me, go ask fucking Ray Lewis what he thinks about that. All right. Fat girlfriend. Hey, Bill, I'm a girl listener writing in with advice for a guy with a fat girlfriend. Yes. Okay. We had a male listener. All right. I don't know if he had a man bun. I don't know if he had a flat top. I don't know how progressive he was. I don't know if he was an ally. I don't know if he likes the new fucking rules in NFL football. I don't know if he wants to see more scoring. I don't know if he's an old fucking grizzled cunt like me. I don't know what this guy is, but he has a girlfriend that was a little fucking, you know, had some pounds on her. But he's like, all right, you know, whatever. We'll get a relationship. Maybe I'll get her out there on the treadmill. But no, she kept eating cupcakes and she's getting to the point that she's a fucking house. So he still loves her and he wants to, how do you tell somebody that they're not attractive to you because they've eaten so much as a man, as a woman? I know you can fucking do that. You can say that to a guy because nobody gives a fuck about a man or his goddamn feelings, despite how much these broads fucking bitch about how difficult their lives are. You know, and everybody's all brave now if they're a woman and they're fucking out of shape, when reality is you're killing yourself. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. And you're not brave. You're being a fucking moron who's in denial. I'm not saying you should fucking hate yourself, but to just pat, hey, I'm doing heroin. Look at my abs. Hey, I'm eating donuts every fucking day. I've almost closed 3 out of 4 of my fucking arteries. Whatever you call them. Is that what you call them? The things that go out, come out of your heart? The fucking, the intake, outtake hose from the radiator? Yeah, you're not brave. You're fucking in denial. All right? And when somebody calls, tells you that you need to drop some weight, they're helping you prolong your life. All right, you can't make someone care about their weight. That's what this woman says. Because I asked for a woman to come in. She said, I wish I had better news for him, but if his girlfriend doesn't want to lose weight, and it sounds like she doesn't, then she won't. If it's a deal breaker, he needs to break up with her. And if it's not, then he has to get over it. Oh, my God. You know something? If you were here right now and I had your permission in writing, in triplicate, I would give you a hug. All right. One of those hugs where you fucking lean in so only the tops of your shoulders touch the tops of them. And you do like a fucking, even your side of your heads don't touch. A post Me Too hug I would give you. Okay. That mindset right there is what makes you great. That right there is everything you need to be successful in life. All right. That was perfect. Let me read that again. I wish I had better news for him, but if his girlfriend doesn't want to lose weight and it sounds like she doesn't, she won't. In other words, you can't make somebody, get their shit together. They have to want to get their shit together. Okay, so now that we've solved that it's not on you to make somebody care about themselves. All right, now you have to deal with the situation. So this is what it is. Okay, and if you can handle it, get over it. If you can't, break up with them. But other than that, shut the fuck up about it. That's it. And I actually feel for this guy, because if he loves her, he's going to watch her take 10, 15 years off her fucking life. And he hasn't even knocked her up yet. Because that's the other thing, like with women, you got to give women a pass on at least 20 fucking pounds, 25 pounds. You have to, because they have kids, They got kids and they got to deal with the whole chemical fucking thing of that. They can have postpartum and all of that shit. You know what I mean? But as men, you got no fucking excuse. They got P90X out there. They got that Rogue Fitness. They got all of this shit out there. There's no excuse. As always, fellas, we have no excuse. As always, you will be held responsible for your actions. That's amazing. That was an amazing response, because I couldn't come up. If you haven't been listening, I tried to come up with a response for it and a proper angle, and I could not come up with one. And even the lovely Nia came on and she listened to it and she took it personally. Like, I wrote the email to her, but my wife is cool. So when I called around on it, she laughed. But it took this person here. This anonymous person, look at that, not even leaving a name. Didn't want any sort of credit whatsoever. All right, ladies' response to guy with overweight girlfriend. Okay, now this is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one to follow up. Ladies' response to guy with overweight girlfriend. Hey, Bill, when I was in my mid-20s, I was dating my long-term boyfriend. I wasn't model skinny when we met, but we were dining out a lot and I had put on some weight. One night we had a really honest conversation that served as a wake-up call for me. He was 100% honest and told me he wasn't attracted to me with the extra weight. Was it harsh? Yes. Was it hurtful? Yes. However, I took our conversation seriously, and for the first time in my life, I actually thought about my own health and what I was putting into my body. If Nia ever said to me, "You've put on weight and I'm not attracted to you," like as she was saying it, I would start putting on my gym clothes. I'm not saying my bottom lip wouldn't be quivering and there wouldn't be tears in my eyes, but I would get my fucking fat, pasty, freckled ass to the nearest goddamn elliptical. Okay? And I would deal with my feelings later. I would immediately go right to the solution, working out. But we live in a different time now where it's just where you sit there and you hold somebody's hand right to an early grave. Is the hole too deep that we dug that you're going to die in? Would you like some bubble wrap down in the bottom when you face plant from a major fucking heart attack? We started working out together and eating better together. We both got in better shape. Win-win. Look at that. Because of his honesty, I realized how important being healthy is. Not to mention, it's not fair to the fucking person you're with, male or female, to let yourself go. Okay? I'm not going to be 100% harsh, because I know there's a bunch of emotional reasons that people start eating. So get into therapy. Figure that out and get your ass to the gym and take control of your fucking life. The problem with today's, oh my God, I am the old man today. I'll tell you what else the problem is. the fucking Photoshop has to be me sitting on my front porch. The problem with all this fucking understanding is you're now, we've gone from going, hey, Tubby, why don't you lay off the cupcakes, to like calling the person brave for eating cupcakes. And I think there has to be an adjustment somewhere in the middle. Like even like that Me Too shit, like this whole fucking thing had to happen because no one was listening to these women's complaints. Right. So then the fucking cork blows off the bottle. And then it becomes due process is out the window. The burden of proof is now on the person accused. They have to somehow clear their name, where the person who accuses them doesn't have to have any evidence. They just, now you just need to adjust it back, where now we're going to listen to women and there's going to be due process. That is the safest way to fucking do this shit, right? Adjust it back. The same thing with fat people. You can't just fucking go, ah, you're tub of shit. Hey, lard ass, fucking, you know, go eat a salad, you fucking fat cunt. You can't do that. But to go the entire other way and just say they're brave and they should be proud of their body and start making fucking, you know, car covers into fucking sweatpants, I don't think is another, is a good way to do. You're not helping them that way either. All right. So this is great. So he had this painful fucking conversation and she turned this hurt into a positive, and now I would think that they're in shape banging each other. Anyways, because of his honesty, I realized how important it is to be healthy. I started reading more about diet and fitness, listening to fitness podcasts, cooking us healthy meals, and continued to work out. Educating myself and taking the time to care for myself has, in all capital letters, changed my life. I ended up losing 50 pounds and keeping it off, all because he had the courage to tell me his truth. Ugh. Ugh. I loved everything until you used that expression. He's living his truth. I'm living my truth. All because he said what the fuck was on his mind. Anyways, and she said, and I wasn't too sensitive to be able to see my shortcomings and improve on them. You know something? I wish I could send this to anybody trying to get over a fucking problem that's been confronted. You should have this fucking, you know, stitched into a pillow. Old-fashioned needlepoint or something like this. This is what you got to do. All right? Because you know, the shit that I'm doing right now with my wife, she fucking came at me basically straight up telling me what a difficult cunt I was to live with. And anybody who listened to me bitching about NFL football after I just watched my team win a game to go to the Super Bowl can only imagine what my wife has to go through. If I'm bitching about that, right? So I decided that I was going to just turn it around other than being like, oh, she's being an asshole. What about the stuff you do? I knew she was right. So, I mean, there's two ways when somebody comes at you. You can be like, fuck you, I'm brave, and I'm just speaking my truth and eating my dreams, you know, whatever the fuck it is you're doing. Do you realize, Americans, how fucking dumb you sound to the rest of the world when you're saying you're living your truth? And I don't mean other first world countries, so go fuck yourself, England, Germany, and all you cunts who are laughing right now. I mean, how dumb you sound to the rest of the fucking world that's actually struggling, that you're living your truth. While, you know, kids in their fucking country have to sew your clothes together for an extra fucking hour because you now feel brave for being a fat fuck. I mean, it's hilarious. Anyways, she goes on to say, I'm actually grateful to him because if he hadn't had the courage to have had that conversation with me, I'd probably still be eating junk. Yeah, you could have been a fucking diabetic, lost a couple of toes, not exercising and continuing an unhealthy lifestyle that would cause issues for me as I age. Yeah, and some days you have kids and you're going to die sooner. In my opinion, sometimes tough love is necessary. If you have a strong relationship, you should be able to be 100% open and honest with each other about everything, including this. Love to Nia and the baby. Jesus Christ. Why don't more women write into this podcast? Oh, that's right, because I'm the host. Those are all fucking, like, both of those goddamn emails. what I love about them was they were both sides of the argument. What the guy had to do and what the woman has to do in that thing, you know, and they're also interchangeable. So if you're a man listening to this and you're actually in the position of the woman where your wife or girlfriend has come at you with some tough love, yeah, don't be a fucking baby about it. Oh, now I'm on my fucking tree stump here. You know, I have been unlikable a lot in my fucking podcast. I think this is probably the most unlikable. ZipRecruiter. Wait, didn't I already read all this shit? Oh, sorry, I scrolled up too far. All right, 10-year challenge and conspiracy stuff. Oh, okay. This is some conspiracy. You know, somebody told me a great joke about a conspiracy theorist. Said a conspiracy theorist dies and goes to heaven. Or at least he's having his interview to try to get into heaven. And he meets God. And God says, all right, congratulations, sir. You lived a great life. You've made it into heaven. And as one of your rewards, I will answer, you know, whatever your top question is that you've ever had in life. And he goes, oh, thank God. I have to know, who is it that killed John F. Kennedy? Who were the people that killed him? And he said, well, I can answer that easily. He goes, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. It was, you know, it was him, and he acted alone. And the conspiracy theorist goes, oh, Jesus, this goes higher than I thought. I'm sure I butchered it. Anyways, 10-year challenge and conspiracy stuff. Dear Bill Illuminati. Illuminati. Oh, Jesus. I love that. All right. What are your thoughts on the 10-year challenge? My thoughts are, if you're an adult, you shouldn't be doing that. That just sounds like something a teenager would be doing. Oh, I'm such an old grumpy cunt.
That's for children. Grow up. Get busy with dying.
The social media thing where people post a pic of themselves from 10 years ago and today to show how much or little they've changed. Wired did an article about the shady data collecting involved with it. Also, I'm 23, so when I started listening to you in 2011, I was younger and definitely intrigued by the conspiracy stuff, but never had enough of a perspective on history and everything till now. I've read a lot more about that crazy shit history has fed us. While I don't believe that the moon is actually an alien base, I do believe that the official story is often bullshit. Yeah, that's called being enlightened. But for a lot of people, they'll still say, oh, what are you putting on your tinfoil hat? Yeah. The official story is usually 90% of the time is bullshit. And all you have to do is just look at yourself as a human being. Anytime you get in trouble, anytime there's a controversy, you know, how much you're spinning it. You know, I've always said, you know, has a cop ever pulled up to a two-car accident and one person says, that fucking guy came out of nowhere and T-boned me. And then when he walked up to the other guy, the cop goes, what happened? And the other guy goes, man, I came out of fucking nowhere and T-boned him. It's always going to be like his version of it. And they're both fucking in the right. Anyways, he said, I think the most frustrating thing is how little people care about declassified files that confirms that was once crazy talk. Yeah, because they view it as this weird way, their perception, they view it as this isn't how things have been handled historically and continue to be handled today. They view it as, well, all those people who said that shit are dead now. That stuff happened before I was born. They for some reason cannot make the leap up until the modern era. Like my wife just sent me something where there was a family, you know, that was dealing in the business of OxyContin and how they are being accused. There's all these emails of them suppressing information about how fucking addictive that stuff was. And if that is true, those people, you know, if they don't get the death penalty, what they've done to people, what they've done to families, and you know, I know like three close personal friends of mine that have dealt with it or are dealing with it. And, I don't know. And just all of this shit. I mean, come on. But what kills me now is now because corporations own media and all of this shit. The same ones who are fucking us over, who dictate our foreign policy. If you criticize anything about that, then they just go and they wipe out your fucking career. But anyways, as far as the 10-year challenge, I mean, yeah, they're definitely data collecting data, I would think, and they're selling data. And then it just gets to who are they selling it to and what are they going to use it for? Like that 10-year challenge stuff, if you give that to the police, that could help them find a missing kid. But then it's also, you know, it's like anything. If it falls into the wrong fucking hands, like there's nothing wrong with an AR-15 until a fucking lunatic gets one. There's nothing wrong with guns until some fucking moron gets one. So then that becomes the thing that people then debate. Because there's morons out there. Should nobody have them? Is there a way to control who gets them? Blah, 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 blah. All of that shit. So I don't know. Well, welcome to the frustrating world of being at least enlightened. I'm not saying enlightened like you're 100% right on everything that you're thinking about. But to sit there and say that the official story is often bullshit. Yeah, it is often bullshit. Right from why a team got rid of a player to why we're fighting a war. All of it is going to be spun. I'll tell you what's hilarious. When I was overseas, I kept doing this thing saying like in the middle of my act, I would just be like, you know what? Now I'm going to take time out of my act to talk about the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Okay? And everyone would start laughing. And then I wouldn't even do jokes. I would just start spewing out our propaganda. Beacons of freedom, defending the rights of blah, blah, blah. And everybody bursting out laughing like I was doing stand-up comedy. And all I was doing was just saying what my government says to me, what we're doing. All right? I did that in every city, all 7 countries, and they all laughed. Okay? Now, are you going to fucking tell me that by doing that as a test, because I knew that they were going to laugh, but I just wanted to see like how hard they were going to laugh. How could I just sit there and be like, well, what I'm being told is 100% fucking true. There has to be at least another side to this fucking story, right? I don't know. Anyways, plowing ahead here. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't send my DNA into the internet to find out what percentage German, Irish, English, French, whatever the fuck I am. I do think, you know, it's fascinating to figure that out, but I just don't trust people that have, you know, I mean, one of the biggest lies, the new checks in the mail, that used to be the old lie. The modern version of that lie is this is a secure site. None of them are secure, and you should be guarding everything that you can. But at this point, even with myself, I just think, you know, it's too late. Like, so much shit is out there. But just because that's too late doesn't mean you can't educate your kids to not do that. And I don't know. I am amazed with, you know, all of like the stalkers that are out there, especially with women, that the fact that you can go on the internet and essentially find anybody and figure out, you know, where they are. And also that, you know, if you're not paying attention, like you'll send out a fucking something to one of these social media sites and it literally will say your location, where you're at in that moment. I don't know. Like how can that end up being a good fucking thing? All right. Money, free time, and seclusion. Jesus Christ. I think you're describing my dreams, my goals, my life goals, living my truth. Having money, free time, and seclusion is great. Hey, Dear Billy Lifestyle, I'm 37 years old and just started making really good money. I used to work a shit job for a government contractor. I spent 12 years working 9 to 5 and 2 Saturdays a month. Now I work 15 to 20 hours a week and make 3 times as much. Hey, welcome to the world of dealing drugs. The difference is with all this free time, I don't feel like being social anymore. I don't have the same amount of steam to blow off, and my free time is almost more valuable because I know what to do with it. I'm drinking less and feel great. My friends think I'm being lame, but fuck them. Do you see any problem with any of this? Am I leading myself down a path to die alone? If I do die alone, it'll certainly be peaceful. Oh, all right. Well, I'm not saying die alone. But I also, you're just becoming an adult. You know what I mean? You're becoming like, yeah, you don't need to go out and listen to that. Go out to some fucking bar where you have to scream over the goddamn music, just sitting there getting hammered or whatever, blowing money. I don't know. How can I put this here? All right, I don't think you're being lame because you want to, because, you know, you don't go out. That's just becoming an adult. You're a fucking adult. That's all it is. All right, and by you growing up, you're freaking them out because it's like, wait a minute, is the party over and I'm still at it? Am I that guy? But I would stop short of dying alone. What I would do is, with your free time, rather than go out to bars, go out and do some sort of activity. Like, I don't know what, the softball league or some shit. I'm old. I don't know what they... I mean, I'm so old. Go rollerblading. Join a rollerblade team. I'm from the 90s. I don't fucking know. Go play volleyball. I think that sport's finally going to take off. Which was volleyball combined with wolf. I would do something positive like that, short of joining a church group. And I would do that, and then maybe you'll meet a great woman there who also doesn't need to go out and fucking do Jaeger shots well into your 30s. Congratulations. You're finding out what makes you happy, and you're working smarter. You're working smarter. Speaking of working smarter, I have a big announcement that's coming out tomorrow on Tuesday. I'm not allowed to say it, but it's an announcement about a certain project. So check in on my social media sites if you have the time. If you don't, I understand, and I'll just bring it up on Thursday and I'll tell you anyways. All right. Thinking about breaking up with my girlfriend. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Billy Big Time. As the title suggests, I'm thinking about breaking up with my girlfriend. We've been going out for 3-ish years minus a break in the middle. I broke up with her last summer, but like a moron, I got back together with her a month later after failed prospects. Oh boy, that is not a reason to get back together with her. And you're already saying like a moron. Yeah, okay. She's what I would call wife material, responsible, good-looking, can cook, caring. You know, my only problem is we don't have sex. Don't get me wrong. We get physical, but it usually ends in either a high or nothing. H-I? Parentheses, same thing for her because it's all she lets me do. I can't read that word. It's written on my... I need glasses here. What? I don't know. Is that some new young slang? A high? H-I. Don't get me wrong. We get physical. I can feel all of you guys laughing at me that I don't know what this means. We get physical, but it usually ends in either a high or nothing. She just says hello. Same thing for her because it's all she lets me do. She's Catholic enough for it to be annoying and falls back on it when we talk about controversial shit. Anytime I try to have a productive conversation, she sandbags with excuses. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about here. Is she a virgin? Anyways, I don't have a problem that she's Catholic. It just gets irritating when she pulls out the religious propaganda. I'm not religious, but I'm also not a douchebag atheist. I just don't give a shit. I need help here, Bill. You need help. Explain. What is the fuck? I don't get what's going on. You're saying, oh, you don't have sex at all. I thought you meant by we don't have sex is we barely have sex anymore. So you're saying we don't have sex at all. She's cat because she's Catholic. I need help here, Bill. It was fun while it lasted, but I feel like I'm wasting my time now. To me, sex is a whole other side of a relationship. To her, it isn't. That's fine. We're different in this fact. If I break up with her, I'm not going back, not doing that shit again. By the way, we're both 21, and I haven't had sex yet, not by choice, and neither has she. Oh, all right. P.S., I know it's late, but I fucking love your show at the Altria. Killed as usual. I drug my family along. I thought you were going to say I drug my family. I drug my family along. Forgot where the theater was, even though I occasionally worked security for the acts there. Missed dinner and almost missed the show, according to them. 15 minutes early is fucking perfect for me. They forgot all about it after the show. If you want more details about my problem, let me know. All right. See, about 21. All right, dude. I'm just going to go back to what that woman's advice was. All right. You can't change people. I wouldn't want to pressure somebody into doing something, especially sexually, that they didn't want to fucking do. So either you accept that this is what she wants to do or you fucking walk. I mean, that's it. The big thing that sticks with me is you said, I broke up with her last summer, but like a moron, I got back together with her a month later after failed prospects. So it seems to me you think it was dumb to get back with her and that a month later, because, you know, you weren't banging somebody, you got scared that you're going to be all alone. I think you both want two different things. All right. And this is a major thing. And if that's how she wants to live her life, you have to respect it. And if you want to go out and go bang somebody, you should go out and go bang them. So I would say go out and do what's going to make you happy. And that's it. And when you break up with her, don't fucking get back together with her. Unless you're going to be able to deal with the fact that she's never going to bang you. Until you, or just marry her. Put a ring on it, man. Put a ring on it. And then fuck her. Put a ring on it. Don't have any shit. Fuck her and then divorce her. That's the worst karma ever. Don't do that. All right. That's it. Man, that's been, I've been the crabby old man on this podcast. I remember football when it was fun. That's it. I stand by my fire. I would love to hear your guys' fucking opinions. You guys can call me a fucking old man or whatever. I would love to have your opinions on it. Is anybody else old like me and you just remembered, like, you know, defense was fucking allowed? I don't know. I have no idea. Anyways, that's it. That's the podcast. Go fuck yourselves and I'll check in on you on Thursday. Hey, look for my announcement tomorrow. Bye.